From the heart of Tribeca, this is Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning.
On the voice of New York, 710 WOR.
Good morning, everybody. Coming up on 8 o'clock. Well, it may have been a kind of a washout day for Mother's Day, but Natalie did have some excitement this past weekend because she and her husband scored the hottest ticket on Broadway, Bruce Springsteen, live on Broadway. And Natalie, is it as good as I have been saying it is?
It's amazing. And I'll tell you from the perspective of someone who isn't the biggest Bruce fan. I love Bruce. You know, I respect him. My husband is the biggest Bruce fan. You know, born and raised New Jersey guy. So I've been surrounded by the music. But I, you know, I wouldn't put myself in the same category. So I thought to myself, am I really going to enjoy this as much as he will?
Mm-hmm.
And I did.
Yeah,
and
right.
And purely because the storytelling, you know, it didn't matter whose story it was. His story happens to be fascinating. And I learned a lot about him. And his music was obviously familiar, and I know it all. And it's just the lighting was incredible. Like, there was lots of parts of the show just theatrically.
The lighting is terrific. And
the lighting was terrific.
It's by a wonderful lighting director named Natasha Katz. She did a marvelous job. Now, it was in the same boat as you. I was not a big Springsteen fan. Dionne Warwick is more my speed. But my girlfriend loves Springsteen. So I took her to the opening last fall. And I was entranced by the whole thing.
I mean, too.
He is so compelling as a performer on stage. And you got to remember that this is not, he's not with the E Street Band.
Nope, by himself.
This is not the set he's been doing forever and ever and ever. He's by himself, unadorned, on the stage. He stripped the songs down to just piano accompaniment or a harmonica accompaniment,
guitar accompaniment, of course.
And then he puts it in the context, the songs in the context of his life from his memoir. And all of a sudden the songs take on a deeper, richer meaning because you understand what was in his mind when he wrote them.
Right. So I would encourage if you could score a ticket. It was hard. It took me
how much did you pay?
Way too much. Yeah. It was probably like two car payments for me.
Oh, wait a second. Riedel didn't help you get the tickets?
It's hard. That's a tough one.
No, it's a tough one. I mean, and I did what everybody, I was a verified fan. I kept going in the lotteries. I did like what everybody does. And it took me months and months and months to finally get them. And like I said, it was more money than I would have ever spent on anything.
Did you skimp on the dinner beforehand?
Oh, we were in such Route 3 traffic that I literally ran down through Times Square, grabbed a pretzel, and kept running until we got to the theater on time.
You're going to be eating pretzels for the foreseeable future after the amount of money you spent on those tickets.
Hey, Natalie, it was great. When he told his story, does he actually go through it on stage telling the story, or is there a video?
No, it's just him.
He tells the story
from his seven-year-old self wanting a guitar and not having the money and his mom having to, you know, rent one.
Right.
To becoming a rock star. But it made him so human because I only saw him as a rock star.
Sure. The part I found most moving was when his mother would get him to go get his father out of the bar when he was just a little kid, because his father after work would always go to the bar.
Wow.
The mother worried that his father would stay in the bar all night, and she would send little 10-year-old Bruce Springsteen into the bar to sort of tug on his father's jacket to pull him out of the bar before he got too drunk.
And his mom is still alive, and she's been suffering with Alzheimer's for about seven years.
Terrible.
But then said, music still makes her dance. And I thought that was beautiful.
He's on Broadway till December 31st. He was supposed to play 8 weeks on Broadway. He's going to play almost a year.
Yeah.
He's having a great time doing it, and he's been given a special Tony Award. We do not know yet if he's going
to
perform on the Tonys.
Oh,
I suspect he will.
I hope so.
He's got to do something.
Hey, so speaking of performing on Broadway, they had to cancel the show. The show does not must go on.
Yeah, Jim Parsons from the Big Bang Theory, he's starring in a revival of a very fine play called The Boys in the Band. But apparently at the Saturday matinee performance, he took a little tumble. He tripped during the encore, and people in the theater posted on social media that he limped off the stage while other cast members took their bow, and they had to cancel the performance Saturday night. Now, the show would normally go on, but if you got Jim Parsons, a star of that ilk, people are going to see Jim Parsons. And it's a terrible thing when you got a bunch of people who expect to see Jim Parsons. They're sitting in the theater, and the announcement is made at this evening's performance, the part of such and such, usually played by Jim Parsons, is played by Len Berman. Everyone goes, boo!
Boo! I'd boo that one.
Oh,
I would boo that one. Hey, TV shows, wow, what a death watch. All these TV shows, a bloodbath. Tons of them got canceled, including Kevin Can Wait was starring, of course, big Mets fan from Queens, Kevin James. His show was canceled, but he put out a great message on social media thanking the fans, thanking the network, saying how blessed he was. But the number of shows canceled, unbelievable, Michael. One got a reprieve, though. Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which was axed by Fox, picked up immediately by NBC.
I know what it's like to have a TV show canceled. I was in Smash on NBC, and we lasted two seasons.
Well, that's why it got canceled. People got wise to you.
But Bartlett likes that show.
The best-known show on this list was Designated Survivor. A lot of people like that show on ABC. That got canceled, too.
All right. And Ronan Farrow, he is coming out with a book, Catch and Kill. Ronan Farrow won the Pulitzer Prize, remember, this last month for his expose of Harvey Weinstein in The New Yorker. He's coming out with a book for Little and Brown. He's going to have more sexual misconduct, misdeeds to review, and he's going to get into what these powerful men do to try to stop their accusers from coming forward with stuff.
So there's going to be new accusations coming out in this book?
So they say, some new accusations, but it's really going to get more into that kind of weird dark state. Remember those former Mossad people who were working for Harvey Weinstein trying to threaten and intimidate his accusers? Farrell really broke that story open, so he's going to dig deeper into that in his book. I mean, this kid, he went from having a MSNBC show canceled down and out for the count, and now he is the most powerful journalist in America.
Good for him.